Mountain. It is just about 9 o'clock, right about meow.
Nice.
And we're going to leave these.
Oh,
next...
cannon o'clock. Oh, kaboom!
Kaboom.
It actually goes off like two, 3 minutes early.
Yeah, it's like 8:57, 8:58. I don't like it.
But why don't they fix it? Why?
It's really not that hard.
It's not that hard.
And also, the dude who loads it probably has a phone or a watch that could be set to network time.
It's like...
Or even a wristwatch, even a pocket watch. Well,
it's done automatically, right?
Yeah, but you still have to load the charge in.
Yeah, well, it gets done earlier in the day. So they have it like it's already loaded.
Then it's something wrong with their clock.
Maybe
it's on Stanley Park Standard Time. Instead of Pacific Standard Time, Pacific Stanley Time.
What that means.
Yeah, Park Stanley Time.
But there's like a delay in sound, right? So you see the smoke and then a few minutes later hear the boom.
Certainly.
The sound moves a little funny.
For those of you who don't know, in Stanley Park here in Vancouver, Vancouver, B.C., British Columbia. I'm working on names for all of them. Yeah.
British Chipmunk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's Chiptoria, there's Vancouver, there's Seattle. Yeah, yeah. Los Angeles. San Francisco. Yeah, I know. I've thought of all of these. Actually, it's San Francisco, actually. We're going to let these go. So here in Vancouver, on every evening, right? It's every day, right?
What? Oh yeah. Every once in a while it doesn't go off. It didn't. Yeah. Didn't go off one day last week, I think.
Yeah, but for the most part, it's the 9 o'clock gun that just goes off and it goes. Yeah, it's good stuff. Ow! Apologies, Radioland.
I'm sorry.
It's all good. That's a plosive. That's why we have these pop filters here.
Oh, sorry.
It's all good. We will let the next couple of tracks play here. This is a lovely kind of wavy artist named Allison, A.L.L.I.S.O.N.
Can you spell that again? No.
Alpha point Lima point India point Sierra point Oscar point November.
Shouldn't be period?
Don't know. I'll have to look that up on how the NATO alphabet does periods.
I don't think they have them.
Not sure. Niner point zero. I think it's point. Couldn't tell you. But what does have a point is the radio station you're listening to, 90.1 frequency modulation.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Megahertz.
You could say that on radio.
Charlie Juliet Sierra Foxtrot up on the top of Burnaby Mountain, of course, with me, as wonderful as always, one of my best buddies, Plastic Owl. One half of NJP TVS.
And then primarily hosted by Solo.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, my friends. DJ Lately here in the hot seat.
We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you.
I was encouraged to start a radio show years ago, and I'm so glad to have my friends on board.
Aww.
And of course, we even made stickers.
Stickers.
Yeah, I got to make some more. Actually, I have an idea for a black and yellow hoodie that I'm working on right now.
With the moon?
Yeah, and so for those of you who don't know, the... moment of silence for the spacecraft that was carrying Vancouver's PNG files on the little flash drive that was supposed to land on the moon, burnt up in the atmosphere, my friends. So sad.
The atmosphere's first chiptune radio station.
That's right. Yeah, they're like, they got knocked out of orbit and then, or knocked out of a path that would put it into orbit around the moon. And so they're like, we'll just burn it up in the atmosphere. And so remember, my friends, the old adage, shoot for the moon, because if you miss, at least you'll be among the stars.
Aww.
Oh yeah, I like this one a lot. This is Starjunk 95, and Starjunk 95 posted a meme on their social media that was like, "Babe, if I come in there, I hope you're not making music that sounds like Jet Set Radio Future. That sounds like Dreamcast music again." And then it's like, it's good stuff. Starjunk 95, and what we heard just before that was a new EP from Allison. Super, super cool stuff. Nice wavy stuff. It's time for the news.
What's happening on the news?
Well, we have a couple of cool events happening around town. We just had another meeting from the VSM, the Vancouver Synth Meetup, or Vancouver Modular Synth Meetup. You know those cats?
I'm aware.
They're pretty cool. So they had a meetup, and I think they're going to have another one at the end of the month. They usually do one a month kind of thing. Tomorrow at the Rio, The Matrix, 25th anniversary screening.
It's been 25. You know what? Yesterday was the 30th anniversary of The Mask.
Wow.
Starring Jim Carrey. The greatest film.
Alrighty then.
Smoke it. Greatest, best movie of all time.
What else? Wonderment. This weekend, Saturday and Sunday in Victoria, BC, Chiptoria, BC. Super cool stuff. One of my favorite things. Definitely check out Towel Sounds on Sunday. Towel Sounds is really
like
cool.
Towel?
T-A-L, Towel Sounds.
Oh.
Yeah, a Canadian artist. Super, super cool stuff. And then Wonderment generally also has the synth petting zoo. Where you go in and you can try out synths. Super, super cool stuff. I like that one a lot. Yeah, they've got an absolutely stacked lineup. The Sunday night show is going to be crazy with Michael Redd and Cachadora and Iha Synchro from Manchester. But Michael Redd is one of my favorites. Michael Redd is so good. So, so good. Local Vancouver artist. The Retro Video Games Night at Mackin House, hosted by Coquitlam Heritage, from 4 to 9 p.m. on Friday, August 9th.
Did you ever see a Game Boy in the museum before?
I heard about one that was, and I think it was at the Tech Museum in San Jose. It was a Game Boy that either got shot or blown up in the Gulf War in Iraq and survived and still is like powered on to this day.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's very, very cool.
I think it was like, I saw like an iMac at the Royal BC Museum a number of years ago, and it's like, oh,
super good.
We had one of those in our house, unironically.
The Retro Video Games Night at Mackin House. Experience and play old console and computer games from the 1970s to 1990s in our Edwardian style parlor and 80s themed exhibit rooms. Very cool. Just RSVP and stop by anytime. 4 to 9 p.m. August 9th. That's next Friday.
Friday eggs.
Also Friday in Stanley Park at Second Beach, you've got another bike rave.
Bike rave
is really cool. And the cool thing about bike rave is that there is everybody downloads the same playlist. It's usually an MP3 file that's handed out beforehand, and then they sync up, and then it's a rolling rave that goes throughout the seawall.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's dope. Yeah, bike rave is a Vancouver thing.
When's that, the 9th?
9th. Friday, August 9th at 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
Yeah, meeting at Second Beach in Stanley Park.
Second Beach.
Yeah. The third annual BC Dumpling Festival at Town Center Park in Coquitlam on Saturday the 10th. I will just get back from Seattle. And then,
first things first, get the dumplings.
Yeah, absolutely. Scenes Sunset Hang, if you find yourself in Salem, Massachusetts on August 11th.
I wasn't planning on it.
No, most people don't, unless you are on the East Coast. Let's see what else is on my list here.
Salem, Oregon. Do you mean Salem, Massachusetts?
No, Salem, Massachusetts. The original, well, I'm sure there's a Salem in, like, Britain.
You ever see meet people from Massachusetts and they say like, oh, I'm from Boston, Mass? It's like, say it, Massachusetts. It's not hard.
It's hard for some people.
People who live there, you have no excuse.
Maybe.
Well, I'm from Vancouver, so what do I know?
Vancouver or Vancouver?
Vancouver.
Wrong. It's Vancouver.
Vancouver.
Or Wangowa.
Wangowa.
Yeah. On Sunday, August 11th, back here in Vancouver, BC, Bitcoover, BC, the Infidels presents Ghibli Jazz Orchestra, as in Studio Ghibli, and they're going to be playing jazz arrangements of music from Studio Ghibli films.
Ooh.
Very, very cool stuff. So that's cool, and that's at the Pearl on Granville.
Oh, I've been there.
There's a fountain rave in Vancouver.
Which
on the
fountain?
16th. I don't know. Downtown. It just says Robson Street.
Robson Street.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are there any fountains on Robson Street?
Mutech Forum in Montreal at Côtier du Spectacle.
I've been to Mutech.
Yeah. It's very electronic. most importantly here, Wave Fest, a night of chiptune hardware and dance music hosted by our good friends Pacific Noise Works. Shout out Graz, shout out Mikey 303, aka Skybox, shout out Boa Constructor, shout out Nicola Laser Wallen, also known as Balkan Bleeps. Balkan Bleeps, I believe, is playing. Yes.
Ooh.
So the lineup is absolutely stacked for this. I'm planning to go August 23rd, Substation. That is a Friday down in Seattle, Washington. Danimal Cannon, Esbot, Trash 80 from LA. Trash 80 was the guy who made the M8 hardware, the chiptune tracker.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah, the M8 Dirty Wave. Mystic Panda from Detroit. Azuria Sky from LA, who I've interviewed. Sleep Pattern, Balkan Bleeps, and Exciting Excellent. This is just like an absolutely stacked lineup.
I like Balkans. My time in Balkans were great.
Yeah, it's Balkan influenced chiptune.
Oh,
because his background is Yugoslavian.
No cultural appropriation here. Totally fine.
And then let's just and lastly, before we get into September, because that's a little bit too far down the road,
I'm gonna forget it by then.
That's okay. Huge show, Basek. With Evidence Doll, Loot Canal, and Ritalin here in, it's a secret location.
Oh,
Lighthouse. It's at Lighthouse, which is on East Hastings.
Ooh.
So we'll talk more about that, but definitely you should check it out. Because Loot Canal, wife of Hitori Tori, she does amazing stuff. Ritalin, amazing. Dylan, and Evidence Doll, and we've played them all on the show many, many times. But that's going to be an absolutely just huge, huge, huge show. Cool. I mean, that about does it for the news. So now that we've listened to this song a whole bunch, we're gonna fade it down and go to the next one. You are not immune to dead air.
You are not.
But you are listening to Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast, and with me here live in the studio on a Tuesday evening in the middle of summer, my good friend Plastic Owl.
Oh, my good friend Soda.
Thank you, sir. This is Sugure Yoka, Sugure Joka. I don't know.
Yeah. Sugure Yoka.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
I want to say Yoka.
Yeah, I want to say
we
Yoka too.
We should replace all the J's with Y sounds.
I mean, it works in many languages.
Yeah.
Computer penalty.
I'm trying to think of words that start with J that I can say really, really wrong.
Yaz. Jalapeno.
Yaz is my favorite music.
Yaz. Who would like to hear Mr. Burgundy play some Yaz flute? That's Fred Armisen in that movie. Fred Armisen, very, very funny. He had a cameo in the Fallout series.
Mm-mm.
He's super funny. Ah, good stuff. Well, we're going to let the music play out for a little bit here. We got about 40 minutes left, and yeah, we'll try and get through as much of this as I can. We got some more Lomaji, we've got some more disc track, a little bit of Prue as well, Golem, Clouder, Bad Colors, another Star Junk 95. So keep it locked here on Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hot Mike, coming through.
Hot Mike.
Thank you.